brings us back to this again. I
would say, 我盼望今天早晨能把一节第一部分看过。
As you know, this first section in chapters 1 to 3 deal with the preparation of the Lord's servant for his ministry.
你们都知道这第一段一章至三章乃是说到神的仆人的准备。
So far we have considered firstly the prophet in himself.
第一我们已经看过了先知自己。
And then the opened heaven.
我们也看过了那敞开的天。
And then we have gone on with the visions of God.
我们也往前看过了神的意象。
And we still have a little to say about the first vision.
我们还有一点点关乎第一个意象要说的。
We have considered the chariot throne of the Lord.
我们曾看见那个带着轮子的宝座。
And we have considered the four living ones.
我们也看过那四个活物。
There are just two other aspects for our consideration.
还有两方面我们需要再说的。
The first of those two is the wheels.
那第一方面就是那个轮子。
That section is in verses 15 to 21.
这就是一章十五到二十一节那一段记载的。
You have read this so that we need not go over it together this morning.
你们大家已经都读过了，我们今天早晨不必再读。
There are several aspects or characteristics of the wheels.
轮子这一点上有好多的特点，有几方面需要看一下。
I think they can be set down as five things.
可以说有五点。
First of all,Wheels are symbols of movement.
第一，轮子就是行动的一个表征。
They signify mobility.
这就是给我们看见那个行动的能力。
And then the wheels here speak of directness.
第二，这个轮子也是给我们看见那个方向。
Thirdly,They begin upon the earth and then they are lifted up from the earth.
第三，它是在地上开始，而后又立地上升。
And then they seem to touch the earth again at different times.
然后它又一再地来接触地。
In their movement, they seem to come back to the earth from time to time.
在它们的行动中，它们不时地好像来接触地。
Then fourthly, these wheels are full of eyes.
第四点，就是轮子满了眼睛。
All round the wheels there are eyes.
在轮子的周围都是有眼睛。
And in the fifth place, the spirit of life is in the wheels.
第五点，就是那个生命之灵是在轮子里面。
I think just to mention those things is to indicate their teaching.
我把这几点点出来，就是指出它是给我们的教训。
We need not spend a lot of time upon each point.
我们在每一点上不能花太多的功夫。
But we will just go over them again with one or two remarks.
可是我们还要回头来再说一两点。
Number one, the wheels represent mobility.
第一点，这个轮子就是代表那个活动、行动的力量。
That suggests two things.
这就是指出两件东西来。
Firstly, God is on the move.
第一，神是在行动。
We are here in the presenceOf the movements of the chariot throne of God.
我们在这里就是看神那个好像车的宝座如何的行动。
In the second place, God demands absolute liberty for movement.
第二点，神是需要有这个行动上的自由。
He requires complete freedom for his movements.
他为着他的行动需要有绝对的自由。
If you are not quite sure of what I mean by that,
若是你们大家不明白我这话的意思。
You have only to remember that you are really dealing with what is in the book of the Acts in this book of Ezekiel.
你就要记得凡是在使徒行传里头所记载的整合于以斯帖里的光景。
And when we speak of the book of the Acts, we understand that we are speaking about the whole of the New Testament.
当我们说到《使徒行传》的时候，我们应该知道，那就是指着整本的新约说的。
All the letters of the apostles came out of the book of the Acts.
所有使徒们写的书信都是出于《使徒行传》。
All you Bible students know exactly where you can fit in the letters to the book of the Acts.
或者你们读圣经的人都知道。把那些书信一卷一卷的如何安置在新传的某一个地方
so that the book of the Acts comprehends the whole of the New Testament
所以使徒行传这本书就包括整本的新约
we are going to have to see that in more detail presently
我们等一下对这一点会说得更详细一些
but when we come to the book of the Acts we find these two things
但是当我们来看新传的时候我们就看出两件事
The throne is on the move
那神的宝座在行动
There is no doubt about it that the man on the throne is moving
一点没有疑问那在宝座上的人是在行动
We can see the goings of the Lord in the book of the Acts
在新传里头我们看见主如何的行动
That is not a stationary book.
那不是给我们看一看见一件停止状态的书。
It is not a Lord who is standing still.
他不是给我们看见一位主停在哪里不动。
He is on the move.
他乃是在行动。
But the second thing is the Lord demands liberty to move.
而第二件事乃是说主是需要自由来行动
That liberty of movement must be recognized and accepted
这一个行动上的自由必须得到承认被人接受
We remember Peter and the house of Cornelius
我们都记得彼得和葛林纽家的故事
That vision that Peter had on the housetop is always present in our minds
彼得在房顶上那一次所看见的异象同时显在我们的眼前
The Lord is on the move from Israel to the Gentiles
那就是说主是从以色列人行动向着外邦人而去
From Jerusalem to the regions beyond
从耶路撒冷向着远处而去
That's what we have in Ezekiel
这就是我们在以色列里头所看到的
But Peter would stop the movement of the Lord.
可是彼得那时候想要停止主的行动。
He would say, not so, Lord.
他想要说主不可这样。
But the Lord will not have that arresting hand of tradition.
可是主不愿意不肯受那个异传拦住的手的拦住。
The Lord will not have the arresting hand of prejudice.
就也不肯受到那个偏见之手的拦阻
This was a tremendous crisis for Peter
这对彼得是一个莫大的转机
And this was the nature of the crisis
这就是说到那个转机的性质
The Lord was saying in effect to Peter Peter, I am going on
实际说来主就是对彼得说彼得我是在这里行动
Are you going with me?
你是不是和我同行动
If you are not going with me, it makes no difference. You just stay behind.
你若是不肯和我行动，这没有关系，那你就站在一边吧，站在后边吧。
But if you are going with me, you have got to give me perfect liberty of movement.
但你如果是要和我通行证，你就需要给我绝对的自由。
Your mind must not interfere with my movement.
你的这个头脑不要来干涉我的行动。
Your religious traditions must not interfere with my movement.
你那是宗教的遗传，不该来干涉我的行动。
Your prejudices must not interfere with my movement.
你那是偏见，也不该来干涉我的行动。
The Lord is on the move.
主是在行动。
And he demands absolute freedom of movement.
他需要绝对的自由。
That is what is here in the wheels at the very first.
这就是这个轮子第一次给我们看见。
God is moving.
神是在行动。
And God claims the right to keep on moving.
并且神是要求给他那个行动的权利。
That is not something just stated to you this morning.
这不是今天早晨仅仅对你们说出来的一件事情。
There is a very great deal bound up with that.
在这件事里头包含很重要的东西。
We must remember that God is always moving toward his eternal end.
我们必须记得神一直行动，总是要达到他那个永远的目的。
And we must put nothing in the way of the Lord.
在神的行动的征途上，我们不该给他什么拦阻。
Again and again, the Lord may come up against things in us.
主在我们身上一次过一次的会遇到拦阻。
Our mind about things.
我们的头脑对事情的看法。
Or even our past experience.
甚至我们以往的经历。
Our ideas that we know all about it.
我们以为说我们晓得一切的事。
The Lord says, I have still yet more light and truth to break forth from the Word.
可是主说我还有更多的亮光要从这个话语里释放出来。
You have not yet come to the end of all my movements.
你还没有达到我一切行动的终点。
There is far more in front than there is behind.
在这里前面是有的，比后面经过的还多了许多。
And you must give me perfect liberty to go on.
你必须给我绝对的自由，好让我相信。
Now you must think about that.
你们必须把这件事想想看。
Because that is not only the first thing.
因为这不是起头的事。
That is the foundation of everything.
并且这也是一切事情的根基。
This chariot throne of the Lord rests upon wheels.
这个带轮的宝座，它是在根据在轮子上头。
It rests upon the principle that God is a God of movement and demands liberty for his movement.
它是根据一个事实，就是神是一位行动的神，并且需要绝对的自由，为着他的行动。
Then the second thing.
还有第二点，
the wheels speak of directness without deviation.
这个轮子乃是说到，我刚才犯了个第二点，不够准确，乃是说到那个直接性，而没有什么这个打弯出去的光景。
This is one of the most difficult points in this vision to interpret.
这是最难在这一个意象里头来解释的一个意义。
But as I see it, it seems to mean this.
当我在说的时候是这样。
When God goes forward,
当神往前去的时候，
God is never held up by something that he has not foreseen.
神从来不能被他从前是没有看见的东西拦住了。
If God does change his direction,
若是神是转化了他的方向的话，
that is all in the pattern,
那应该都是在原有的图样里面。
That is not an emergency,
那不是偶然。 不应该是偶然发生的一件事。
That is not because God had not anticipated the situation.
那也不是说神预先没有料到那个光景。
Now probably you find that difficult to understand.
也许你们在这一点上觉得难了解。
Well, come back again to what we have just been saying about Peter.
那我们再回头来看我们刚才说过的彼得故事。
It looks as though God is changing his direction.
那时候好像神是要转换他的方向。
Right up to this point, he has been moving with Israel.
他就是离开一直在以色列人身上有一个行动。
All his goings up to this point have been related to Israel.
一直到那个时候，是一切的行动都是在以色列人身上。
Now it looks as though he is changing his direction.
但是现在好像说他要转他的方向了。
And that was the problem for Peter.
这就是彼得是遇到的一个难处。
It was such a big change in the direction of God.
那是在神那里是莫大的一个方向上的转变。
Peter wanted the Lord to keep straight on with Israel.
彼得是要主一直在以色列人身上往前去。
And not to change his course to the Gentiles.
不要转了他的方向向着外邦人去。
It looked as though God was changing course.
好像是神在那里转了他的尘土似的。
Simply because he had come up against difficulties in Israel.
实在说来，就是好像仅仅是因为在以色列中有了一点难处，转了方向了。
You see, some Bible expositors interpret it in that way.
有的圣经的注解者就是这样的说法。
God came up against a difficulty in Israel and therefore he had to go to the Gentiles.
因为神在以色列人中碰到难处，所以神就转向外邦人去了。
Going to the Gentiles is an entirely different policy of the Lord.
神转向这个外邦人去，那完全是神另一个的主张。
Simply because the Jews presented him with a difficulty.
神所以有着另一个主张，不过就是因为在犹太人身上遇到难处。
That is how Peter viewed the thing.
那也就是彼得当初对那个事情的看法。
And he felt very bad about it.
因此他心里头会就是很难过。
And he would have said, Lord, you just cannot do this.
好像他要对主说，主啊，你不可做这个事情。
You have gone all through these centuries with Israel. You cannot change course now.
在一个的时代年代里头，你一直都是在以色列人中走路，你现在不可以转了你的方向。
Now, do you see the point?
我不知道你们有没有看见这个点。
The fact is that God was not changing course.
事实上来，神没有转换他的尘土，或者说转换他的方向。
The Bible makes it perfectly clear that God always did have the Gentiles in mind.
圣经给我们看见，在神的心目中一直没有放弃外邦人。
He would reach the Gentiles through the Jews, but that's quite another thing.
他是要借着犹太人达到外邦人，这完全是另一件事。
If the Jews fail to serve him in that matter, he's going on with his purpose all the same.
若是犹太人对他这事失败了，他还是同样的要向前去。
These wheels go straight on.
这些轮子直接向前。
They can change direction.
他们能转换方向。
But that does not mean a change of purpose.
那并不是说他的目的、他的旨意转换了。
Even in the seeming change of direction, they're still going straight.
就是在好像看转了方向了，实在他还是直接向前去。
God is not caused to go out of his way because of circumstances.
神绝不会因着某种环境就使他离开他原来的那个方向。
He just goes straight on.
他是一直的向前去。
Now that is a very difficult thing to understand when you read this vision of the wheels.
但 大家来读轮子这个意象的时候，这一点比较难明白。
But I think the illustration of Israel and the Gentiles is a key to this situation.
但我想以色列人和外邦之间的故事对这件事是一个所有。
When you come to the end of the New Testament,
当我们到了新约末了的时候，
you come up against another difficulty, this time with the church in general.
你又碰到一个难处，在这个教会一般的光景身上。
It seems as though the Lord has met another obstacle.
好像主在这里又遇到另一个的阻挡。
And it looks as though he has to turn out of his way.
也好像主只好从他的程度上转出去了。
And take another course.
又另取一个程度。
It looks as though he has to leave the church in general and deviate to the overcomers.
好像主是离开教会的大体而转出去足以得胜者了。
That is only one way of viewing it.
这只是一种看法就是了。
The divine way is God is still going on with his purpose.
属灵的看法就是说是仍旧照着他原有的目的向前去。
This is no deviation in purpose.
这不是说神在他的旨意上有了什么转弯。
God still goes straight on.
神仍旧是直接向前。
But I think we have said enough about that.
我想对这一点我们说的够多了。
But there's a lot of instruction in that if you will think about it.
若是你们肯默想的话，这件事有好多的教训。
Then point number three.
还有第三点。
They touch the earth and then they are lifted up from the earth.
他们接触了地而后又立地上升。
And then it seems that they come back to earth and stay.
然后好像他又回到地上停留在哪里。
The living ones let down their wings.
那些活都放下他们的翅膀。
And for a time everything seems to be standing still.
好像有一个时候一切都停止了。
And then the inference is that they go on again.
可是那个结果他们还是往前再去。
I think there's a lot of history in that.
在这里就给我们看见好多历史故事。
The Lord began on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节那一天主开头了。
He began at Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷开头的。
We might say that he began as it were on the earth.
好像主在哪里是在地上开头。
And then his movements are above the earth.
而后他的行动又是超过地的。
He is there through that book in a position over the earth.
在那本书里头给我们看见他是在一个超过地的地位上。
And then he stops.
然后他又停下来了。
This is not a contradiction of what I have just been saying.
这个和我刚才说的并不相反。
There are times when the Lord has to wait.
有一些时候，主是在哪里等一等。
He has to wait for something.
他是等一点的事情。
His onward movement seems to tarry.
好像他那个向前进行停下来了。
What a lot of history there is in that.
在这次上又给我们看见多少历史的故事。
The whole history of the church is just that.
整个教会的历史就是这种光景。
God moves on.
神往前去。
And then he has to wait.
而后他就停一停。
And then when he gets what he is waiting for, he goes on again.
等等他得到了他停到要得的东西他就再往前去。
There are these movements of God which we can see in history.
在历史中我们看见神这些行动。
We need to very seriously consider this matter of God having to wait for something.
我们需要很深沉地思想到这件事。神有的时候需要等候一下。
Take our own lives.
那我们自己的光景来说。
There's a movement of God.
在神有一个举动在我们身上。
And then there seems to be some waiting period.
以后就好像有一段时间在那等下来了。
The Lord is waiting for something.
主在那等候一点什么东西。
It may be he is waiting for our adjustment to some life that he has given.
也许主需要我们照着他所给我们的亮光有一点改正。
It may be that he is waiting for the removal of something that has come in that is not of himself.
也许主是在那等候 我们身上能去掉一点进来的东西，而不是主，是许后主主义的。
It may be many things.
也许还有许多别的事。
But we do know that in our own lives there are periods when the Lord does not seem to be going on.
但我们的确知道，在我们的这个生平里头，有一时时间主好像是不行动了。
Perhaps he has been stopped in his going on.
也许主就在哪里？在他的行动上被停止下来。
He is now waiting for something.
他在这里等候一件事情。
During that time of waiting, we ought to have very serious exercise.
等着，当这个停下来等候的时候，我们在这里要相当留心。
Why is it that the Lord is not going on?
为什么主不向前去了？
Why is the Lord not going on with me?
为什么主不在我身上往前去了？
What is it the Lord is waiting for?
那主在这里等候什么？
What adjustment have I got to make?
我还需要有什么矫正？
What is it that I have got to put out of the Lord's way?
我需要有什么东西从主的路上抛出去？
You see, we ought to have exercise about every seeming staying and waiting of the Lord.
我们应当好好地留心一切主在哪里停下来的光景。
And that is true also of the Lord's work.
这一主的工作也是这样。
True in our own spiritual life, but it is true in the work of the Lord.
在我们个人的生活、生命中是这样，在主的工作上也应该是这样。
There come periods when the Lord seems to be waiting.
有的时候，主好像是在那停下来了。
It looks as though he has stopped going on.
好像主在那里不再向前了。
Maybe any one of many reasons for that.
也许有许多原因之一。
It is not because the Lord has given up his purpose.
那并不是因为说主放弃了他的目的。
It is not because the Lord has ceased to be a God of movement.
也不是说主停止不再是一位行动的神了。
But he is waiting for us.
他乃是在那等候我们。
He is waiting for his people.
他是等候他的子民。
He is waiting for something in his people.
他是等候在他的子民中间有一点的事发生。
At all such times, we should have very great exercise.
在这样的时间里头，我们总需要相当的留心。
What is the Lord waiting for?
到底主是等候什么？
Well, if we take the history of the church during the last 2,000 years,
若是我们就看一个两千年教会的历史，
And it is a very instructive study.
这件事对我们是相当有教训的一个功课。
On the one side, we see those movements of God from heaven.
在这一面，我们一直看见神从天上而有的行动。
It is as though the throne was lifted up from the earth and was going on.
好像那个宝座立地上升，就用自往向前。
The throne was overriding things of the earth.
那个宝座是驾驭一切地上的事。
Going on in its power.
也凭着他自己的能力一直向前。
That has happened again and again.
这是一再一再的发生。
On the other side, we see those dark times in the history of the church.
另一面，我们在教会的历史中看见的是黑暗的时期。
What we call the Middle Ages.
我们称它做中古时期。
And other times when it seemed that the Lord was standing still.
在有的时候，主好像在那停下来了。
It's been like that many times.
这种的光景有好多次。
The Lord was waiting for something.
主在哪里等候一点的事情。
And then a people arose who took on that matter.And had deep exercise about it.
然后就有人兴起来，担负那件事，留心那一件事。
That is the history of the church.
这就是教会的历史。
Out of that exercise, God went on again.
从那个留心努力里头，神就再往前行动。
It would be quite easy for me here this morning if I had the time to give you those movements and those stayings of the Lord.
若是今天打圆功夫，这是很容易的，我可以给你们看见那些行动和那些停留。
But we shall not take time for that.
但是今天我们不能花功夫做这事。
We're just putting our finger upon this principle.
我只是在这里指出这个原则来。
The throne moves.
宝座行动。
The living ones let down their wings.
那些后我吹下他们的翅膀
and the throne stands still for a time
宝座暂时停止
and then it moves on again
而后再向前行走
well think a lot about this
请你把这个多多想想看
it is full of instruction
这个满了教训
then we come to the next thing
我们再来看下一件事情
These wheels are full of eyes.
这是轮子满了眼睛。
All round the wheels there are eyes.
在这个轮子的周围都是眼睛。
We meet those eyes on several occasions in the Word of God.
在圣经中我们有几次都能读到这个眼睛。
We meet them in the prophecies of Zechariah.
我们在撒迦利亚里头读到了这些眼睛。
And we meet them several times in the book of the Revelation.
我们在启示录那本书里头也读到了好几次。
And of course we know what they symbolize.
自然我们都知道。
And of course we know what they symbolize.
自然我们都知道那些眼睛是指的什么
They represent the complete and perfect intelligence of the throne
它是给我们看见那个宝座完全的绝对的那个知识
This government of the man upon the throne is the government of a perfect intelligence
这一个在宝座之上的那个人的管制是一个完全有知识的管制。
If we transfer this principle to the beginning of the book of the Revelation,
若是我们把这个应用到启示录那个开头的地方
，there we see what it means.
我们在哪里就看见这个眼睛是什么意思
？The churches are about to be judged.
那里是说到教会要受审判
But the one who judges them is the one whose eyes are as a flame of fire
审判教会的那一位他的眼睛如同火焰
And that one says to the churches I know thy works
那一个审判者对教会说我知道你的行为
And then he goes on to say all that he knows about the churches
然后他的接着就是说出他对教会是知道的一切
and it is shown that he knows more about the churches than they know about themselves
那里给我们看见他比教会更知道教会的光景
he tells one church that they think that they are rich and increased in good
他告诉一个教会说他们以为自己是富足了是一样不缺了
that they have everything
他们有了所有的东西
he says you know notthat you are poor and wretched and naked.
他就对他们说你们不认识自己你是可怜的贫穷的赤身的。
And then what does he say?
他就说什么
I counsel thee to buy of me eye salve that thou mayest see.
我就向你提议你要向我买眼药擦你的眼睛
that you may see what I have seen
叫你可以看见我所看见
the Lord knew more and saw more than the church knew about itself
主知道看见事情比教会自己更多
that is only an illustration of this
这不过是说到这个眼睛一点点的解释
All the movements of this chariot throne are in complete intelligence
这一个行动的宝座一切的行动都是满了那个知识
that one upon the throne sees and knows everything
你以为在宝座上者他看见知道每一件事
the Lord is not blind to anything and he is not ignorant of anything
就在任何事上眼睛都不瞎并且都不是无知的
Well, we leave that for the moment.
现在我们把这个停下来。
And then finally, the spirit of life is in the wheel.
末了一点就是生命之灵是在那个轮子的当中。
The whole governing principle of the movements of the Lord is life.
那个能够支配这一切行动的原则，主一切行动的原则，就是那个生命之灵。
The thing which governs that throne is this main principle of life.
那能支配那个宝座一切的那个原则，就是这个生命的原则。
Now you know so much about life in the Bible that I need not stay with it this morning.
你们在圣经中知道讲到生命的事是多少，我不需要说了。
You have been taken right through the Bible on the principle of life.
你能从生命的原则把全部圣经都看过。
And you know that that is the governing question of the whole Bible.
你们也知道这是全部圣经里头一个支配一切的问题。
That is the issue with which the Bible begins.
这也就是圣经开头是读一个东西。
And that is the issue with which the Bible ends.
这也就是圣经结束的时候是读一个东西。
All the movements of God from eternity to eternity are on this basis and with this question of life.
神一切的行动从永始到永始都是根据生命这个问题。
These are the characteristics of the wheels.
这些就是这个轮子的特点。
You can think more about them.
我盼望你们能把这些想更多一点。
But we will sum up.
可是我要在这里把它总括一下
and bring this into the New Testament.
把这些应用到新约去。
There is very little doubt that in the first place we have to read Matthew 28:18 into this.
这一点没有疑问的，我们首先要读马太十八章。
Jesus said, All authorityhas been given unto me in heaven and on earth.
马太二十八章主耶稣说天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了。
That is the first half of the statement.
这就是这一件事头一部分的说。
That brings us back to the chariot throne.
这也就是再回头叫我们来看那个行动的宝座。
In relation to the whole creation.
那个宝座如何与整个的宇宙有关联。
And the authority that is vested in the man in the throne.
也给我们看见那个给在宝座上的人所有的权柄。
Do note that word that he used.
要注意他是用的字眼。
He did not say all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
他不是说天上地下所有的能力都赐给我了。
Of course, that was implied.
当然，这个权柄里头也包括能力。
But he used another Greek word. He said all authority is given unto me.
但他是用一个更大的字眼，就是说所有的权柄都赐给我了。
That is a bigger thing than power.
这个比能力还大多了。
The power lies within the authority.
这个能力是藏在权柄里面。
The authority is the exercise of the power.
而能力乃是，我说错，权柄乃是能力的运用。
We have often illustrated it in this way.
我们常常这样的形容。
You go out onto your main thoroughfare.
你出去走大路的时候
and there at the crossroads stands a little man
在那个十字街口站着一个很小的人。
He is in uniform
他穿着制服。
He puts up his hand
他就举起手来。
Now that hand would not be able to hold up all the traffic
那一只手没有办法把所有的汽车车辆啊通常啊挡住了。
If one car decided to go on, well, it would be a poor lookout for that little man.
若是呢有一个车还是要往前去的话，那个小人就可悲惨了。
But behind that little man and that hand is all the authority of the government.
但是在那个小人和那一只手背后就有整个政府的权力。
The car has not to deal with the man, it has got to deal with the whole government that he represents.
那个车子是碰到的不是那个人的问题，乃是整个政府问题。
in himself there may not be much power.
在那个小人身上，他自己也许没有什么能力。
But in his position, there is all the authority of the government.
但是在他那个地位上，他就有整个政府的权力。
Well, that's very simple and common illustration.
这是很简单一个普通的例证。
But that is what Jesus said.
这就是给我们看看主耶稣说话什么意思。
Behind me is all the authority of the government of heaven.
在我背后是整个天上地上所有的主权的权柄。
Men may just call me Jesus of Nazareth.
人也许只能称我，仅仅称我做拿撒勒人耶稣。
They may regard me as just another man.
他们也许只把我看作一个人而已。
But they are going to find out that behind me is all the authority of heaven.
但是他们却要发现，在我整背后有整个天上的权柄。
And that is what they did find out.
并且这就是人在他身上所发现的事。
And then the second half of the statement.
那第二半的说法。
For this very reason, go ye into all the world.
就是为着这个原因，你要往普天下去。
And I am with you all the days.
我要一直和你们同在。
Here are the movements of the throne.
这就是给我们看见那个宝座的行动。
Into all the world.
一直到普天下去。
And the authority of Jesus Christ with the church.
而耶稣基督的权柄一直和教会同在。
All the authority of heaven is behind the church when it gets into line with the goings of that throne.
当教会是顺着这个宝座的路程往前去的时候，整个天上的权柄都在他的背后支持他。
So first of all, we bring Matthew 28:18 right into Ezekiel.
所以我们首先呢，就是把马太28:18应用在以西结的事。
And note, we are dealing with the preparation of a servant for his work.
那要注意，我们在这是说的，就是一个主的仆人。怎样受到准备？
Ezekiel certainly needed that preparation.
以斯帖实实在在的需要这一种准备。
If he had not had that vision, his work would have been impossible.
若是他没有得到这一个意象，他不可能做他后边的工作。
Every servant of the Lord needs that vision.
每一个主的仆人都需要看见这个意象。
You and I need to see that.
你和我需要看见这个意象。
We need to be assured of that.
我们都需要在这一点上能有把握。
Well, would you leave that and go on?
我们停在这里，再往前去。
Now there are other parts of the New Testament which must be brought right into this section.
还有新约别的地方也需要应用到这来。
You must read right into the first chapter of the book of Ezekiel, the letters to the Colossians and the Ephesians.
我们必须把以弗所和哥罗西两本的书啊，应用到以斯帖头几章了。
Bring the first three chapters of the letter to the Colossians into chapter 1 of Ezekiel.
我们把这个哥罗西书就带到这个以斯帖的里头来。
And then bring the first three chapters of Ephesians into the first chapter of Ezekiel.
然后再把以弗所的头三章也应用在以斯帖的头几章里面。
It is full of instruction.
若是这样，你就能找出很多的教训。
And those New Testament letters will be the best exposition of Ezekiel 1.
那些新约的书信。
Now, of course, I would like to sit down with you with our Bible.
自然我是希望和你们大家坐下来一同来研究研究圣经。
But you can do it yourself.
但是你们自己可以读的。
Note some of the main words in those chapters.
要注意在那些圣经几章的圣经里头是用那个重大的字眼。
And some of the governing ideas.
也就是也要注意里头那是主要的意思。
Take for it to begin with creation.
我们先看那个创造。
Can you call up at this moment the first chapter of the letter to the Colossians?
你能够在这里马上想到格罗西第一章吗？
There is nothing in all the Bible like that chapter.
没有一在全部圣经里再没有一处像那一章。
As to the place of the Lord Jesus in creation.
他是说到主耶稣在造造物里头的地位。
It is a tremendous chapter on the matter of the relationship of Christ to creation and the creation to Christ.
那是说到基督与造物的关系，造物与基督的关系，最大的一章圣经。
Now you will remember what we've been saying about the living ones.
你还能记得我们说过的那是四活物。
As representing the whole creation,
乃是代表整个的造物。
In heaven and on earth,
在天上在地上就是造物。
And then the throne is imposed upon that.
那个宝座就是在那个造物之上。
That is exactly what you get in Colossians and Ephesians.
这就是在以弗在格罗西以弗所里头刚刚好看到的。
Take the word heavens as in Ephesians.Well, that is all very interesting.
这些就是相当有意思。
But it ought to be very instructive to us.
但这对我们都应该是一种教训。
All this has to do with the preparation of a servant for his ministry.
这些都是神的一个仆人要尽职该有的准备。
Now I will just spend my last few minutes on this second thing.
我就是用末了的几分钟再说到第二件事。
And it will only be a very little that I say about it.
我只能说一点点。
As you see, it is in chapter 2.
我们能在第二章看见。
At verse 9.
第二节。
Through to verse 3 of chapter 3.
一直到三章三节。
And then in verse 14 of chapter 3.
然后在三章十四节。
It has to do with the role.
那是说到这个
role
那个书卷，那是说到这个书卷。
Ezekiel says that he saw a hand stretched out.
意思就看见有一只手伸出来。
And in the hand was a roll.
在那只手里头有一个有一本书卷。
And it was written on both sides.
那个书卷两面都写着字。
With lamentations, mournings, and woes.
有这个哀歌、哀苦和灾祸。
And a voice said,Eat the robe.
有一个声音说，你要把这个书卷吃下去。
And when Ezekiel proceeded to eat the robe,
当以斯帖要往前去吃这书卷的时候
，He said it was as sweet as honey in his mouth.
他说，在他的口中像蜜一样的甜。
In verse 14, it says, "I went in the bitterness of my spirit."
到了十四节就说我的心中甚苦灵
sweetness in my mouth and bitterness in my spirit
口里甜灵里或者心灵里是苦的
this sounds very strange
这个是相当稀奇的一件事
here is a role written within and without with lamentations mournings and woes
这里一卷的书卷里外都写着住上面十里就是哀歌哀哭和这个祸患
How can that be sweet in anybody's mouth?
这个在任何人的口里怎样能是甜的
And then as the prophet proceeded to fulfill his ministry he said he went in the bitterness of his spirit
然后说当先知要去尽职的时候这些在他的灵里都变着苦的
Here is a combination of sweetness and bitterness in ministry
这里就给我们看见在职事上面这个甜与苦两个的相连
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
How can we explain this?
我们怎样解释这件事？
Well, I think if I just quote one or two passages of scripture, it will explain the whole thing.
我想我只要从圣经里头引两处就会清楚了。
Jesus is at the Passover supper with his disciples.
主耶稣在逾越节的宴席上和门徒们在一起。
You know what his mind was about the cup.
你知道主是怎样想到那个杯。
Presently he will say, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me.
不久他就要祷告说，父啊，若是可能，就叫这杯离开我。
The cup was the cup of his suffering.
那个杯就是他受苦之杯。
The cup of his passion.
也就是他痛苦的杯。
It was a bitter cup.
那是一个苦杯。
There is no doubt about that.
这是没有疑问的。
And yet it says this.
那他是这样说。
He took the cup and gave thanks.
他拿起这杯来而读谢。
He took the cup and gave thanks.
他拿起这杯来而读谢。
There is a combination of two things.
这里有两件事连在一起。
Bitterness and thankfulness.
就是苦和感谢。
Suffering and glory.
也就是受苦和荣耀。
That is the paradox of the cross.
这就是十字架的光景。
Jesus has told his disciples what is just going to happen.
他刚刚告诉他的门徒要发生什么事。
He has told them that he is going to suffer.
他告诉他们说他要去受苦。
He's gone over the whole ground of his cross with them.
他把整个十字架的事对他们说了。
And then it says, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out.
那就是说他们唱了一个诗就出去了。
They sang a hymn.
他们唱了一首诗
and went out
而出去了。
You know what they went out to?
我们大家都知道他到哪去。
You would have thought that that was the last place of ever singing a hymn.
也许你想那就是幕后唱诗的一个地方。
You thought they would go out in absolute silence and sorrow.
也许你想他就是那样子完全静默而受苦了。
But they went out to the notes of a hymn.
他出去是在一个诗的那个音乐上出去。
I wonder if you know what the hymn was that they sang.
我不知道你们知道不知道那天他们唱的诗是什么诗。
There is very good authority for believing that the hymn that was sung at the Passover was the 118th Psalm.
有一点很有权威的说法，他们那天所唱的诗就是118篇。
Now of course we ought to read the 118th Psalm.
那我们也许需要读诗篇118篇。
But right at the heart of that psalm we have these words.
在那篇诗里中心有这样的话。
I shall not die but live.
我不要死，可要活着。
It's the psalm of the passion.
那就是受苦的一篇诗。
But it is the psalm of victory.
但又是得胜的一篇诗。
It is the psalm with the cross in view.
那就是一首诗说到十字架。
But it is the psalm of the glory the other side of the cross.
同时也是一首诗说到十字架的得胜的一面。
If it really was that psalm that they sang,
如果那一天他们是唱的真是这一篇诗的话
then we see the mingling of the sweetness and the bitterness in the cup
那我们就可以说在那个杯里头有这个苦与甜调和在一起
shall we take another phrase
我们可以再看另一句话
who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross
他是因着那摆在他前头的希罗就忍受了十字架的苦难
the bringing together of the bitterness and the sweetness
那就是把那个苦与甜带到一起
Is this what Paul referred to when he said sorrowing, yet always rejoicing.
使徒保罗也说，愁苦可是喜乐。
These two things always go together in the ministry of a servant of God.
在神的仆人尽职的时候，这两件事一直是并行的。
The way of the cross always means those two things.
十字架的路总是有这两个东西。
It is the way of the bitterness.
十字架的路一面是受苦的路。
Often the bitterness of spirit.
因果是灵里头苦的一个路
but it is not all bitterness
但不是一直苦的
the Lord keeps the balances between the bitterness and the joy
主常常是用甜来平衡这个苦
there is not only the bitter side of the fellowship of his suffering
我们和主同受苦或者在他的苦难上交通的时候不光是有苦的一面
there is the joyful side of that fellowship
在这个交通上还有那个甜的一面
I think that's all I need to say about that this morning
我想今天早晨这就是我应该说的
I've given you a lot to think about
我已经给你们很多的东西可以去想想看
I'll give you all that in outline later on
我等一下我要把这个纲目给你们
Then you'll be able to take it away and think about it
你们可以把纲目拿去去默想去
You see what we are doing in these times together is not completing the work
我们拿大家这些时候来这一起不是来看一点圣经
We are only laying a foundation for the future
我们不是完成的这个工作我们不过是开一个头
your training,
开一个笛子就是了
Your training will not be finished when you go away from these times together
等到这个训练结束的时候这个训练还没有完
Your training will only begin then
那训练还不过是开始而已
I remember many years ago, I was preaching in a church in Philadelphia in America.
我记得好多年我在美国 Philadelphia 那里一个礼拜堂里讲道。
And just as I was finishing my message,
当我真正好讲完的时候
a man rushed up to the steps of the church to the door.
有一个人就跑到那个礼拜堂门前的台阶上。
And he said to the man at the door,Is the sermon finished?
他就问那个门前的人说这个道讲完了吧
Man at the door said No, the preacher is finished but the sermon is just beginning
他说那个讲道人讲完了这个道才开头